And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 17th of March, 2012, St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick, who was English, born into an aristocratic family, kidnapped, taken to Ireland. Eventually he escaped, he went back home, became a priest, and returned to Ireland to convert the natives to Christianity. Until fairly recently, St. Patrick's Day was celebrated only as a religious holiday in Ireland. People were given the day off from work, they went to church, and then they had a big roast dinner with their families. Pubs remained closed that day. There was not a St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin until 1995, and it was mainly for tourists. It was the Irish in America who turned the Saint's Day into the big party that it has become. The first St. Patrick's Day parades in America during the 18th century. Boston had the first, 1737, New York, 1762. During the Revolutionary War, General Washington issued a proclamation that gave Irish troops the day off for the holiday. Today, New York City's is the biggest parade in the world, the 69th Infantry Regiment leading 150,000 marchers up Fifth Avenue. Dublin puts on a five-day festival, and consumption of Guinness Stout more than doubles on the 17th of March. Around the world, 13 million pints of Guinness are consumed today. It's the birthday of the science fiction author William Gibson, born Conway, South Carolina, 1948, raised mostly in the Appalachians of Virginia, moved to Canada to avoid the draft in 1967, settled in Vancouver, and he wrote a novel, Neuromancer, 1984, in which he popularized the term cyberspace, years before there was an internet. The National Gallery of Art opened on this date in 1941 on the National Mall on Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C. The building and the art donated by Andrew Mellon, paintings by Botticelli, Corot, Raphael, Rembrandt, Turner, and Van Dyck. And it's the birthday of the first white man to see the Great Salt Lake and one of the first to discover the geysers of Yellowstone, the frontiersman Jim Bridger, born Richmond, Virginia, 1804. People didn't believe him when he talked about the geysers because he'd made up so many stories in the past. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, entitled What Every Girl Wants. I wanted a horse. This was long after we sold the workhorses, and I was feeling restless on the farm. I got up early to help my father milk the cows, talking a blue streak about TV cowboys he never had time to see, and trying to convince him that a horse wouldn't cost so much and that I'd do all the work. He listened while he leaned his head against the flank of a Holstein, pulling the last line of warm milk into the stainless bucket. He kept listening while the milk machine pumped like an engine and the black and silver cups fell off and dangled down, clanging like bells when he stepped away, balancing the heavy milker against the vacuum hose and the leather belt. I knew he didn't want the trouble of a horse, but I also knew there was nothing else I wanted the way I wanted a horse. Another way of saying I wanted to ride into the sunset and maybe never come back. I think he knew that too. We'll see, he said. We'll see what we can do. What Every Girl Wants, a poem by Joyce Sutphen, from First Words, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.